The new one that's coming up in August really focuses on those entrepreneurial spirits in regards to if there's been a passion of yours that you really wanted to develop and look at opening or owning or supporting a new business, these would be some of the key features and strategies that you'd like to put into place.
Why entrepreneurial skills? Is that something that you found in the community where there perhaps is a gap for women in terms of information and accessing information if they are thinking about starting up their own business?
And that's that gap, the fulfillment that says, you know, a lot of people have the passion, they have the ideas, but not really sure where does it go, how to get started. So we'll have one umbrella, one roof that you'll be able to walk away with those particular skills and then walk away with some good ideas on how to get started, what do you need to facilitate it, and of course, if you are an existing, you know, female entrepreneur, how to motivate and move yourself up to the next level. How do you market yourself?
Let's talk about Moneytude. That is your particular workshop. The title alone piques my curiosity.
Yeah, the Moneytude. We had a chance to talk about your attitude when it comes to money. How do you value yourself? How do you negotiate your salary? How do you negotiate your raise? You know, how do you negotiate that next position? In addition to that, how is it that you take care of yourself financially, and then have you really, really sat down to take a look at how you're building wealth, not just using it, but building it for the future so you have a legacy to pass down?
Why is it important to bring women into this community discussion about finances? I know most of them control probably finances and how money is spent within the household, but there's a difference between just spending money and knowing how to wisely spend money.
Well, when you step back and you personally ask yourself the question, who taught you how to manage money? Who taught you how to set up a budget? Who taught you about investments? Those are the questions that oftentimes we don't have answers to. We all know as young ones growing up that your mom said, save something. But that was to the extent. And when you ask yourself, how many of us really do save money? How many of us are really looking at 401ks? How many of us are really looking for investments? That answer is the one that's in a quagmire. We really don't know what to do and where to go. So with that money attitude, oftentimes all that we have, we're wearing. All that we're walking with is in our purse and on our person. So the thought process is that we as women, we can have those careers. We can open and develop those businesses. We can be that and you know, really entertain that entrepreneurship spirit.
What are some other gaps that you see in the community that as women, they really need to pay attention to, maybe ask help with?
Oftentimes, because we are single parents of a household and we are lacking those financial skills, those developmental steps that we can take to ensure our successes when it comes to maintaining a lifestyle, we're missing those key pieces. The other gap is that sometimes we're second or third generation household builders. So when you take a look at that gap, that is a wide gap that we really need to focus on.
Women businesses, since, you know, finance is your thing, when you look around the community, do you see a lot of women-owned businesses?
Surprisingly or not, there are a few that have done remarkably well. But again, are we just surviving or are we thriving? So what about that marketing tool? Have you really used multimedia as a resource? Have you really delved into technology about branding, about getting your message across? And so sometimes that extra step is taking here, and that's what we're really looking for us to be able to develop and offer the community at large.